Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, CJMQ. In the first half hour today, I will speak with France Benoit. France is a Canadian artist based in Mirabel, Quebec, and she will be showing her latest exhibition. It's titled Amène-toi chez moi at the Beaune Museum in Quidacook. The vernissage is on Sunday, February 1st, and the public is invited to attend. I will also have some community event announcements in the first part of the show and some music. In the second part of today's show, I will be speaking with Raphaël Bédard-Chartrand, who is the Director of Guest Services and Programming at the Museum of Nature and Science in Sherbrooke. I will also have some health news in the second part of the show and some music also. We will start the show with a song by Crosby, Stills & Nash, and the song is called Our House.
You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
Today I have the pleasure of welcoming an artist whose work is driven by emotion, creativity, and a strong personal voice. France Benoit is an artist who explores themes of identity, sensitivity, and human connection through her art. Her work invites us to slow down, to observe, and to feel, creating spaces where reflection and imagination meet. Through her artistic journey, she has developed a distinctive approach that blends technique with intuition and expression with meaning. Whether through her materials, her subjects, or her process, her art speaks about lived experience and inner worlds. It's a real pleasure to welcome her today to talk about her work, and she will be opening her exhibition at the Beaune Museum February 1st, Sunday. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome France Benoit to the Townships at 12. Now, France is an artist, and she will be bringing her work to the Beaune Museum out in Quidacook on February 1st, displaying her work until March 15th. So, very pleased to have you. Welcome, France.
Thank you.
Now, your exhibition, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this properly, Amen toi, chez moi.
Perfect.
Good. What does that phrase mean to you, and how does it set the tone for this body of work?
This phrase is like a slang in the Quebecois, says, hey, come to my house. So that's the feeling that I want to give when people will go and checking the exhibition. I want them to feel at home, and I want people to relax and just go with the flow.
Now, old houses, your exhibition is about old houses. I love old houses, by the way. What first drew you to old houses as a central theme for this project?
Well, in fact, it was purely by accident. I make houses sculptures, but the series on the wall just came when I was trying to grab a wood panel in my workshop to start a new painting, when suddenly an old piece of wood fell directly on the top of the panel, and it was in a triangular shape. So right then I saw a house and I said, oh my God, I can do that and just hang them on the wall. So the rest is history, and that's how the series came to light.
That is interesting. Do the homes you explore come from real places you've visited, or are they more symbolic and imagined?
They are mostly imagined. Since I work with recycled material, like jewelries and the pieces of wood that I add as a roof, I kind of go with what I have. So, but the main inspiration for my houses are European houses.
Okay, interesting too. Now, recycled materials, you combined recycled jewelry, and it's encaustic. What does encaustic mean?
Well, encaustic is a medium that is that's dated the antiquity. The Greek used to make mortuary portraits with encaustic, and it kind of, more and more artists are starting to get interested in encaustic. I'm part of them. And encaustic is basically a mix of beeswax and tree sap that you mix at low temperature with pigments. So that's what encaustic is. It's a mix of beeswax and tree sap. So, and then you melt that at low temperature on a griddle in some pots, and then you apply in layers on the surface, mostly wood, and you fuse each layers with a heat instrument. It can be a torch, it can be an iron, it can be an heat gun, but I mostly use a torch because it's faster. And what attracted me to that medium is the luminosity of the colors, and to be able to build texture really easily is what drew me to encaustic, and also the process of melting the wax, applying it on the surface, choosing the kind of heat to apply to fuse each layers. It really makes me go in a zone that I really love.
Mm-hmm. That is fascinating. Now, what stories do these objects bring with them?
Which story?
The jewelry, I guess.
It's not really a stories that I want to tell, but more history, a sense of history that I want to put in the houses by adding the jewelry. So, and I'm trying to really distress my material to make them old, and, you know, or look old.
Okay, interesting. So the jewelry is not necessarily old.
Oh, yes. Mostly because the jewelries I have are, you know, are from people that got rid of their old jewelry. So they're at least 20 years old and up.
Okay. Now, your style is influenced by Wabi Sabi. How does that mm-hmm. philosophy shape the way you approach imperfection, age, and beauty in your art?
Mostly by letting go of the imperfection when I work. Encaustic is a medium that comes with many surprises. And I'm still learning how to incorporate those surprises in my work. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it takes a lot of convincing myself to let go of those surprises. So in the beginning, especially in the beginning, I had no control over what I was doing. But with time, my techniques got better. So I know more what will come out of the process. So when surprises do happen, I tend to have a more playful approach to it. So do I emphasize the surprise? Do I bury it? Or do I build on it? Those are the questions that are part of my process. Mm-hmm. So I think that the whole process is really what Wabi Sabi is all about, I think.
Now, you've exhibited your work across Quebec, Ontario, and the United States, including with the international encaustic artists. How have these experiences shaped you as an artist?
Well, exhibiting my work across so many places with so many artists has truly been an incredible journey, really. So each region offers its own unique energy and audience, and it expands my artistic perspective in many, many ways. Sharing my work and experience with diverse community has enriched my understanding and inspired me to explore new themes and new techniques. Mm-hmm. So being a member of the International Encaustic Artists has been especially rewarding. Collaborating and exchanging ideas with such talented artists has greatly expanded my knowledge and fueled my creativity. So this network has not only provided me with valuable opportunities, but also it has deepened my appreciation and knowledge of encaustic as a medium.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting, the encaustic aspect of it. Your work, where did you take it in the United States?
I went at San Antonio League Art League Museum, and there was a gallery in Cooperstown also that we did a collective exposition there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've shown your work in Toronto, now in the Eastern Townships. Is this the first time in the Eastern Townships for you?
No. So it will be. I am also represented by a gallery in the Eastern Township in Melbourne.
Okay.
Yeah. So Perkins Gallery is there. So my work is shown. My series, my house series, is shown there also. And in Toronto, there's the Kessier Gallery, which exposes my work, but it's not the house series. It's another series that I am exposing with that gallery.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean for you to present Amène-toi chez moi at the Bolle Museum in Quaticook?
Yes. It means a lot. It means that gallerists trust my work now, and that the museum also did a leap of faith with my work. So that's really something that fueled me as an artist. The fact that that my work is getting recognized more and more, so it's inspiring to see my work resonate with people, and it grounds me.
Mm-hmm. Is there something about the venue, the Bolle Museum in Quaticook, that resonates with the themes of house and history in your work?
Well, it's kind of how can I say that it's in old houses, So, so the fact that I expose my work in a place in an old houses itself that has history, and it's really fulfilling, and it's a no brainer. In fact,
it kind of
goes along like, yeah.
Okay. When visitors walk into the exhibition, what do you hope they feel or reflect on?
Well, I want them to feel welcome and have a smile on their face when they see the exposition. That's mostly part of my artistic, what I want my art viewed by people. I want them to have a sense of, you know, joy and peace, and that's what I want to convey in my work. So a smile on a face when they see my work, that's what's most rewarding for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you see this project evolving? Are old houses a theme you'll continue to explore?
Oh yes. Yes, this series still inspire me, and I will continue to experiment with encaustic and bring it possibly to another level, I hope.
Good, sounds wonderful. Finally, what would you like the listeners to know before they come to the exhibition?
Just that they will feel welcome and ready. I just want them to feel welcome and ready to explore an unusual medium.
You have a website where people can go to find out a little bit more of information about you or see some of your work?
Yes. They can go to my website at francebenoit.art, A-R-T.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, France?
That was a pretty complete interview.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to you, and I can't wait to see the exhibition. It's going to be fascinating.
So, I hope you'll come.
Oh, I hope so, that I'll be able to come. We've been talking with France Benoit today. She's an artist. She's based in Mirabel, and she is going to be exhibiting her work at the Bonn Museum on February 1st to March 15th. The opening is February 1st, and everybody is welcome. What time of the day is the opening, France?
I think it's 3 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay, 3 o'clock. Well, we thank you very much, and all the best on your art.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. The Township's Young Voices Competition is open until January 31st, 2026. 20 prizes totaling $3,000 are available to be won. People ages 11 to 29 who reside in the Eastern Townships can enter their work in the categories of art, photography, poetry, fiction, and nonfiction writing. Winning pieces will be published in a special 2026 issue of the Township Sun magazine. For more details, visit townshipsun.ca/townships-young-voices or email townshipsyoungvoices@gmail.com. There will be a dance at the Hut, the ANAF, Unit 318, over on St. Francis Street. On January 31st, the dance starts at 8 p.m., and the band is Slightly Haggard. You must be 18 years and over to come to the event, and there is a charge. Mental Health S3, free online workshops in English. Wednesday, February 4th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Suicide Prevention, Understanding Risk, Building Safety. With Risha Dave, Certified Trauma Integration Therapist, Registered Psychotherapist, Canadian Certified Counselor. Whether you are supporting someone else or simply want to better understand how to show up with care, this webinar offers practical knowledge, reflection, and hope. You can register by calling Mental Health S3 819-565-3777 or visit their website. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, will be holding their next meeting on February 9th starting at 1:30 p.m. The meeting will be held at Hope Community Church, located at 102 Queen Street in Lennoxville, basement entrance. Doors open at 1 p.m. The public is invited to attend. The speaker will be Mary Perkey, and the topic will be the Maysot Education Project, 21 years of partnership and youth engagement. Mary Perkey, MSEP, founder and coordinator, will show some pictures and provide an overview of what MSEP does, its mandate and underlying philosophy. Three accompanying student volunteers with the project, Mary Evans and Meka Balan from Bishop's University, and Annabelle Villeneuve from Champlain, will each say something about their experience in MaySot and about how they see the impact and value of the project. They will also be happy to respond to questions. The Lenoxville and District Women's Center, LDWC, is pleased to invite everybody to the Open House Friday, February 13th from 4 to 7 p.m., marking the official opening of their new location, 175 Queen Street, upstairs in Suite 204 in Lenoxville, to the newly relocated center, a space that allows them to better serve English-speaking women and their families from throughout the estuary. The Open House will be held in conjunction with Galentine's Day, a day to honor the special bonds shared with friends, and the event is open to everybody. They warmly welcome people of all genders to attend. This event will be a wonderful opportunity to learn about the work of the Lenoxville and District Women's Center, visit the center, meet board members and staff, and begin or renew your membership. During the open house, a donation drive will also be held for care products for women and girls who are rebuilding their lives under challenging circumstances. Guests are invited to consider donating new and unused items, including toiletries and menstrual products. Again, that is happening Friday, February 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. at their new location, 175 Queen Street, upstairs in Suite 204 in Lenoxville. Mental Health Estuary offers an online workshop free in English, Wednesday, February 18, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. with Vanessa Salvatore, educator at Champlain College and certified integrative body psychotherapy practitioner. Anger often moves fast, rushing in, taking over, and pulling us away from what's actually happening in the present moment. This workshop invites participants to explore anger not as something to suppress or fear, but as an essential and informative human response. The workshops are free, they're held online via Zoom, and offered in English. To find out some more information or to register, contact Mental Health Estuary, 819-565-3777, or visit their website. The Hugs campaign, sponsored by Mental Health Estuary, is on until March. They accept donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing, which they then donate to local resources helping people experiencing homelessness. Also, new turtlenecks, joggers, boots, jackets, and toiletries are accepted. To make a donation of money, schedule an in-person appointment. Mail a check or go to the website and donate online. Clothes may be dropped off at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville at door number 2 in the beige bins outside the door. For more information, you can call 819-565-3777, and the offices are open from Monday to Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on the Cube 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Maureen. I want to thank my guest in the first half hour of today's show, France Benoit, Canadian artist. She's coming to the Bolne Museum out in Quaticook, and the exhibition opens on February 1st. The public is invited to attend. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and we will be right back with part two of the show. And in part two today, I will be speaking with Raphael Bedard-Chartrand, the Director of Guest Services and Programming at the Museum of Nature and Science in Sherbrooke. We will close the first half of today's show with a song called Castle on the Hill, and it's by Ed Sheeran. So please stay tuned.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends, and tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. I can't wait to go home. Cigarettes running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid. Buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. But I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes, one works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And now I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we